Okay, we're with Ryan Sheen. We're a couple of weeks out now from the big show happening in Neptune. First off, how are you, buddy? Haven't spoken to you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks now since we've contacted each other. Last time I seen you was a couple of months ago, I'd say, was it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, for the last show, wasn't it? Up in Neptune.
February. Oh, no, sure. Cage Kings in Cage Kings. November or October, that would have been the last
time. Actually, talk to me about Cage Kings, because a certain Mr. McGregor was there. And certain Mr. McGregor was very impressed with your performance that night.
Yeah, he before the fight, I knew he was there, like, you know, and he was kind of being pesterized by everyone, so I kind of left him alone, and I was trying to focus on the fight myself. So when I walked into the dressing room, I just goes, "All right, how are you?" And he looked at me, and so I just kept walking past. And then I was warming up for the fight, and he kind of turned around and he goes, "You're looking very strong." And like when someone says that to you, like, on his level, like, you're kind of like, "Right, I must be doing something right." Anyway, standing there, someone goes, "Rasher, are you going to steal the show tonight?" And he looked at me, and I just goes, "I'll try my best."
And you did too.
And then before I went out to the fight, he goes, "I'm going to go and watch a fight." So then I was like, Jesus, in my head, then I was thinking, I have to put on performance here. I was like, I really have to go in now and show off.
That's some pressure if Conor McGregor says, "I'm going to watch it."
And then after the fight, like, when I got out of the ring, he was in front of me. And he shook my hand and stuff, like, you know, I was there, like, this is actually not even real. I didn't believe it, like, I was like, Jesus, this is great. In the dressing room then, I was there, I get a photo with you there later on. Then we were getting a photo and he goes, "I'll get the photo, so do you want to get that photo?"
Yeah.
So we got a photo then, like, you know, Facebook.
Apparently he was really nice backstage, time for everyone, that kind of...
Yeah, seeing him on social media and stuff, it's kind of like, he has this big mouth and stuff, like, which is great for himself, because like, he sells his fights and he makes money, like, off it, which is a good idea for him, like, but like backstage I was surprised because he's such a nice guy, he's a gentleman, like, you know, he's high, he talks very nice to everyone, like, you know, and he didn't refuse anybody for photos or anything, like,
he's a quite a high level striker, so for him to compliment you, it's a massive thing, like, you know.
And it, like, as I was doing when I was warming up for the fight, like, he was really focused on it, like, you know, a couple of photos on the internet, like, he's standing around watching, like, and he's really got into it.
Yeah,
he's taking an interest in me when he was as I was warming up for the fight.
Do you have any interest in MMA, actually?
Not yet. The heart is still at Thai boxing, like, you know, so maybe I'm not even 19 yet, like, so maybe in another 2-3 years, maybe we see. Like, I want to reach my goals, like, in Thai boxing first, like, and then after that, then I'll approach the MMA scene. Like,
it would give you a massive advantage, that stand up game that you have, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, if I was to do MMA, like, I'd focus on a lot of wrestling maybe first, and then jitsu, and then I wouldn't really focus on striking as much.
And you're used to the gloves now as well with the cage, Mike.
I haven't been hit with them, so
I suppose your fight the last time didn't really go
in 39 seconds only.
Some performance that night. Tell it to me then, after that you went to France to fight the guy that you're fighting in Neptune in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, the fight in France, it was 7 weeks later, in Paris, on this probably the biggest show in Europe, with three top ties, and then I was a super fight, so the fight itself, to be honest, showed at a level, it was amazing. Like, you know, Best As I Am is probably the biggest production in Europe.
That's another step up for you as well, like, you know, it's continue your progression on
in
your
career.
Yeah,
because I fought in some pretty big shows over the last 3 years, like, you know, Yakko, Smash, super shows in Neptune. But then, like, getting offered the fight in Paris on Best As I Am, I actually always watched the shows, like, you know, the highlights of the fights, and then I got asked to fight. When I was asked to fight, and like, I was like, Jesus, yeah, I'll take it. There's no problem there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you don't turn down these opportunities, like.
Like, talk to me about the fight. It went the full distance. He got the decision, maybe because it was a hometown thing. I don't know, but you felt you won that fight.
Yeah, in the first round, like, as always, you're not comfortable. Like, you know, I didn't feel comfortable in the first round. He was bigger than me, stronger than me, but I wasn't afraid. Like, you know, I just go in and I'm at a high level, like, so I'm going to try my best, and then. Like, we had it was back and forth the whole way to the fourth round. Second round, I came out banging shots. Like, I was on fire. And second round, I was on fire. Like, and third round in, same thing. Like, I was pretty much dominating the fight in the third round. Fourth round in, both of us kind of came at each other, elbowing each other. And we actually just elbowed the head off each other for a minute. The majority of the fight was mostly elbows.
Yeah.
But, like, lucky it was elbow pads. Because in France, you have to wear them. So if there was no elbow pads, I'd probably be
busted up
10 stitches extra.
And then, were you surprised then when the decision was announced?
Yeah, I was. I was kind of surprised because I was after damage in his leg in the second round with low kicks. I landed a lot of low kicks and they hurt him, because he even said after the fight, like, he had to go to the hospital. He had to get him surgery and x-rays and stuff after that night, like, so his leg was pretty banged up. And I was kind of hoping when I seen his leg go down the second round, I was thinking, alright, three more rounds, maybe he can't take that much pain.
Mm.
But like, he was a warrior. Like, he charged forward, like, even with a damaged leg.
Yeah.
Like, because the muscles tore apart from the bone.
Oi.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I was like, Jesus, how did he even come forward? Because he didn't show he was hurt when he was coming at me, like, you know. But this time it's going to be a different story.
Muay Thai guys are a different breed altogether, do you know that?
Madness. Like, I was getting kicked in the face for, I got two kicks in the head. The first kick in the head.
Yeah.
I got a teep in the face. Then I got three elbows in a row. I was there going, in my head, what am I doing this for? You know, but like, these things happen, like, you know, we're at a high level, so we have to be prepared for these things.
So, what have you learned from that fight that you're going to take into this one?
Train a lot harder.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. Last fight, I didn't train as hard.
Why was that?
I had a knee injury.
Yeah.
I had a knee injury going into Cage Kings. I hurt it 4 weeks before Cage Kings, and it prevented me from running for, like, 2 weeks, so then I only had 2 weeks training for Cage Kings. Ran bits of bobs, and then after Cage Kings, I was having to hurt my shins, so they were small but sore. So then they healed, and I started running again. But my knee was not, it was probably 80% only, and I was afraid in case.
You went for it,
and then like, I just got hurt. I was afraid in case I got injured coming up to that fight, because I didn't want to be injured coming up to such a big fight. And adding to that injury, because that's a high level show. If I can perform in them shows, then I can perform in any show in the world.
Mm.
That's what I was hoping, not to have an extra injury carrying into the fight.
You said he was bigger than you. Is that a concern?
No. No? I'm not phased by it at all. Like,
yeah.
When I seen him first, I was at the weigh-in, he kind of looked drained from the weight cut. And like, and I was hyper as always. Like, you know, I'm always hyper. Yeah. Like, you know, and I seen him and I was there, Jesus, like, that must have been a struggle, because he's 6 foot nearly, like, you know. I was there going, like, I'm smaller than him, but I look a lot healthier, like, so, but the fight itself, I struggled to get over the top rope, and then next thing, I just seen his legs come over, I was there going, oh my God, what am I doing? He was really big, like, really long legs, the height didn't make a big advantage for him, like, because he was able to kick me from a further reach, and he was able to punch me in the head from a further reach. But like, I just came, every time I got a chance, I just ran in at him, like, didn't give him as much space.
And he's on your home turf this time as well, which is going to make a difference.
Yeah, Neptune. I've fought Neptune five times, in 20 fights. So I haven't lost Neptune yet. I've won two Irish titles in Neptune. I hope to add on an ISK European title now, like, you know, because that's the main aspect of it now, like, go for that.
So what's the plans for 2016? I imagine it's going to be a big year for you.
We were just discussing it on the way here now, Rory. Yeah. There's a couple of big fights in the pipeline, a couple of European title fights maybe, if this one goes okay. Hopefully there's another European title fight down the line, and then there's probably a couple of fights overseas as well, just two or three fights overseas discussed already, so we have to confirm them.
Well, if you need a radio presenter to go with you, I'm your man.
Need a camera crew as well.
I'll do that as well.
Make you good looking.
Ryan, I'm not going to wish you luck, because I know you're going to win in Neptune in a couple of weeks, and I can't wait to see you perform.
Thanks very much, Rory.